As people hurried into the main post office in St. Petersburg to file their taxes before tonight's midnight deadline, 40 people stood outside waving signs demanding tax equality. The protesters represented at least three different advocacy groups said it's not fair that wealthy individuals and corporations have access to tax credits and loopholes that often let them pay a lower tax rate than the middle class. Jasmine Carter, a member of Occupy St. Pete and Awake the State, said instead tax incentives should help the working class.
And if we have people that are making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and their corporations are making millions and billions and billions of dollars, and they're not paying any taxes and they're getting refunds on their taxes more than you and I would, that's not fair to average Americans.
Carol Denton supports the Occupy movement. He's also a disabled senior who has watched the nation's tax laws transform into something he doesn't like.
Well, when I was a kid, the rich paid 90% in taxes. And now they pay basically nothing if they've got a good tax man.
But the idea wasn't just to blast what this group sees as an unfair tax code.
I don't like the way my taxes are being spent.
Jasmine Carter doesn't like it either. She's worried that too much money is being spent on the military.
A lot of our tax dollars go right into the Pentagon, and they have no one there that's auditing their services, making sure they're spending their money in a way that suits everybody here, or suits anybody at all except for them.
And even though he didn't want to mention any names, Leon Stark mocked a certain presidential candidate who he said has more money than anyone needs. That frustrates Stark, who has been without work for 2 years and recently lost his unemployment benefits. That system, he said, is another example of how the U.S. isn't doing a very good job of allocating taxpayer money.
You're on unemployment. You're supposed to be looking for work. If you try to get training to be able to get the jobs that are being offered, oh no, you've got to have somebody support you because you're not looking for work. You can't be on unemployment. But you're trying to get the training to take the jobs. Oh wait, you can't get paid because you're in training. You can't be looking for work. But if you're looking for work for jobs that aren't there, or jobs that you're not going to be qualified for, oh, we'll pay you.
Protesters ranged in age from their early 20s to their late 80s. But despite the generational gap, each was equally angry about who pays what and where it goes. Bill Hurley, a spokesperson for Occupy St. Pete, supports the Buffett rule. It would have required millionaires to pay a minimum 30% tax rate. Hurley isn't happy that the Senate rejected what the president called a common sense idea.
As Warren Buffett said, he's paying less in his tax rate than his secretary is. And even he doesn't agree with it. And you've got most of the millionaires in this country that don't agree with this system, but yet who's going to change it? Because some people don't want to change it in Congress. And I don't know why. I mean, maybe we need to replace the people in Congress so they think more like the 99% do.
Presidential hopeful Mitt Romney was criticized for paying less than 15% on his 2010 taxes. He was able to do that because much of his income came from investments that are taxed at far lower rates than earned income. The Buffett rule would have required a 3.8% tax on unearned income. Florida Consumer Action Network's Peggy Goodale doesn't see a problem with that.
When we paid more taxes, the country thrived. People who pay taxes, rich people that pay taxes, they don't even notice it, really. I mean, I don't know how many houses they need to have. But I talk to people that have, small businesses that are suffering. They're saying, and they mean really small business. They don't mean what, the government's calling small business. And there's all kinds of things that are going on that really aren't fair. And it's kind of, I can't even say it's an attack just on the middle class. It's really an attack on the poor, too. The poor are suffering greatly.
There were two tax preparation services across the street from the post office and the protesters. A giant blow-up Statue of Liberty was in front of one of them. Someone, though none took credit, placed a sign on it that called for fair taxes for everyone.